What's going on, gamers? Jaded from MMO here. You know what? Let's go back to JPlay. I'm going to change my name back to JPlay because I think it sounds better. Welcome to the MMO Free-to-Play and Gaming Podcast. Today is November 7th, Saturday, 2020. And the first thing we're going to do is go over the free games of the week. Right now, on Indie Gala, you can get Fall of the New Age, Stellar Interface, Renzo Racer, Dead Hungry Diner, Ghost Sweeper, Dynabomb, Defense of Roman Britain, and Secrets of Magic, the Book of Spells. All for free to keep forever. That's IndieGala.com. Also on the Epic Games Store, there's still Dungeons 3 and Sludge Life are both available to keep forever. And Humble Bundle has a Steam key for Kingdom for free. So go check those out, and I'll be right back. Sorry about the interruption. It seems that doing a podcast from home is difficult when you have kids and family. But it's okay. I'm back. Let's go ahead and do this thing. We're going to jump right into the headlines of the day, Saturday, November 7th, 2020. Let's do this. So the big news today is the Mass Effect announcement. BioWare has announced that the Legendary Edition of Mass Effect will be coming out in 2021. So that's exciting for people that have been waiting for a long time for this particular title to come up with its awesome new Legendary Edition. Destiny 2 is ending Seasons of Arrival with one more live event that was leaked in an email. Apparently they will be spending some time in the tower before the lights go out. Return to World of Warcraft for free till Monday. If you are a returning player to World of Warcraft, you can play for free this weekend. That's happening right now, so download the game. It might take a while, but then you'll get to play for free for at least 2 days and not have to pay. Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War is criticized over generous PlayStation exclusives. So apparently they're giving away a lot of extra things to PlayStation 5 players that other players on PC and other systems will not be able to acquire. So that's happening. Mass Effect Legendary Edition, of course, Mass Effect Legendary Edition, Mass Effect Legendary Edition, a lot of Mass Effect Legendary Edition. Sega calls on 650 staff to voluntarily redundancy amid financial woes. So they're asking 650 of their staff at Sega to go home and not work, apparently. That's what's happening. WWE is giving The Undertaker his final farewell at Survival. I'm reading this just because I loved WWF when I was younger, and I wanted to make sure that you guys know there's not a lot of news on Saturdays and Sundays. I'm looking as much as I can to find the things that are important for gamers, but there's not a lot of news. Another thing that I found out today, System of a Down, if you guys are System of a Down fans, is releasing its new album, which has been 15 years since they had new music out, so it's kind of cool that's happening too. But anyway, The Undertaker will have a final farewell at 2020 Survival Series, which was the beginning of the Dead Man's career. 30 years ago, Dead Man was a nickname that he had. So The Undertaker leaving WWE forever. Let's get back to gaming. Should have seen it coming. The medium is delayed until 2021. New prestige and ranking system coming to Call of Duty. Assassin's Creed Valhalla has a 2-hour gameplay stream that just came out from Norway. It shows the path that the game will be taking. So if you are excited about Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which I completely am, you should go check out that 2-hour stream. You can find it probably just by Googling Assassin's Creed Valhalla 2-hour gameplay stream. Watch Dogs Legion patch fixed some crashes, but not the corrupted save files, which people have been complaining about for a very long time. Interesting, right? Fortnite is giving away V-Bucks to iOS and Mac players who are locked out of updates. So apparently, iOS and Mac players for Fortnite have been having trouble updating the game, which means they can't play it. So they are giving away free V-Bucks to those people. It seems that this is going to be a very short podcast because there's not a lot going on the weekends for gaming. But I do want to tell you guys a couple things. First of all, if you want to follow what I'm doing, you can check out my website at mmoing.news.blog. Also, I am going to be giving away free Steam keys every week. I have a list of about 300 games keys that I have that I'm available to give to you, the winners of these contests. What you need to do is, tomorrow, I'm going to set the website up, and I will give you a link on my Twitter feed, actually. And you will be able to click that link and see a list of the games that you could possibly win, and you'll have information on how to enter my weekly contests to win free Steam keys. So that'll be cool. Every Monday, it'll probably be this weekend. We'll start it Monday. I'll go Monday to Friday. Everything will be up by then, and I'll make sure you guys know about it tomorrow. So I think that's pretty much all I got. If you want to send me messages here, ideas, show ideas, or things, comments, anything you want to talk about, go ahead and go to anchor.fm/MMOING/message. And you can record a message and send it directly to me. If you'd like me to use this message in the podcast, I can. But we'll see what happens with that. So, hey, guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm going to try and do a little segment with Zio, and I'll get back to you real soon, probably most likely tomorrow, because I'm going to try to do this daily. So I will see you guys in the next episode. Please, 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 I'm just saying, please keep MMOing. It looks like Xenoblader will not be available, unfortunately, to do a segment of the podcast today. But I did want to tell you guys one more thing. HumbleBundle.com used to be Humble Monthly, is now Humble Choice. You pay $12 a month and you get up to $200 worth of games. There's usually a AAA game in there. And I just wanted to tell you guys the games available this month, including the Trove games that you get for free if you are a subscriber to Humble Bundle for $12 a month. I love Humble Bundle, and that's why I talk about them a lot. Because I've gotten hundreds of games over the last year and a half from them for barely any money. So, good thing. This month, the Humble Bundle choice is Crying Suns, Darksburg, Darksiders 3, Dark Wood, Imperator, Rome Deluxe Edition, Little Miss Fortune, Rover Mechanic Simulator, Smile For Me, Townsman, A Kingdom Rebuilt, and a game that I cannot pronounce that's T-S-I-O-Q-U-E. I'm assuming that's Saikui? Saikui? Maybe. Yakuza Kiwami 2 and Europa. Some of those games, you can pick 10 of the 12 if you subscribe for $12 a month. So you're getting 10 games for 12 bucks. Not a bad deal. And they usually do have some pretty decent games this month. I guess the good game would be Darksiders 3. But Darkburg and Darkwood are both games that I want, and Little Miss Fortune is a game that my son wants. So I'm getting all those for just $12. So check that out, guys. HumbleBundle.com. It's totally worth it. I think I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast for the day. I will talk to you guys tomorrow about whatever's happening in the gaming news. But like I said, weekends are a little slow. I'll be playing World of Warcraft tonight on MMOing, the MMOing Twitch channel, twitch.tv/MMOing. And I will see you guys soon. Keep MMOing. If you enjoyed my podcast, please support it by hitting those follow, like, subscribe, and share buttons. For links to my Twitch, my YouTube, my Twitter, my Facebook, and all my other social media, check out the website at mmoing.news.blog. Thanks for listening.